Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live. We're here. It's Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on this Tuesday. We are rooting in the under for Tigers Phils, 7.5. So far, scoreless. Live number, 5.5. That is a fast mover. That is an absolute fast mover. Guardians up 3-2 right now on Baltimore, but an opportunity for Mountcastle here to bring in some runs. It looks like Mount. Is that right? No, it's not right. It's not right at all. No. See, my ESPN is not giving me what I need. We have Adley Rutschman for a home run in that game. We also have Juan Soto for a home run coming up with a Subway World Series game, and that will begin in a bit. To help us talk some baseball, Joe Madden, as always, has joined us. But, Joe, before we get to the Major League Baseball, we have to start with the Stanley Cup Final. Florida Panthers, a champion crowned. I am curious what you made of Game 7 last night.
Absolutely phenomenal performance out of the Florida Panthers. This was the Florida Panthers team that we saw in Game 2 and Game 3. A team with that suffocating defense that just didn't allow the Edmonton Oilers to get an inch of ice out there. We also saw the Edmonton Oilers struggle. As soon as they got the puck out of their zone, in the neutral zone, those turnovers were happening. Florida was just all over them. Huge takeaway, though, for Connor McDavid. I think this is really going to light a fire under him, Kevin. Again, held off the board completely in Game 7, a pivotal game where he really needed to show up and step up for his team. But this defense didn't give him any space out there. So no knock against him. There's no knock even you can put on Stuart Skinner. I know a lot of people thought that second goal was a little weaker, but Stuart Skinner had an excellent performance. Bobrovsky finally looked like the Bobrovsky we saw in Game 1. It was a fantastic way to finish that series with the Florida Panthers hoisting that cup. So it was great. I think Edmonton's going to be back next year, though. Don't count them out of anything. This team is going to be back and better, I do think, next season.
So I want to touch on that, Joe, for a second. And I don't know how many people out there have maybe been routinely betting Connor McDavid to win the cup, right? He, of course, won the Conn Smythe. We might get to that in a minute. But at the moment, Edmonton is 10-1. Connor McDavid is, and I know I'm kind of a little bit more zoomed out, but he's arguably, a top five skater of all time? Gretzky, Lemieux, Gordie Howe, Crosby, Ovi, Jagr, I don't know, longevity thing. McDavid is somewhere in that conversation. Absolutely. Guys that great win. They just do. And due to the parity that exists in hockey, I wonder if it's a crazy idea to just bet McDavid to win the cup every year for the next decade and expect that you're going to hit that bet at least once. He got very close this year, and I would expect him to win a cup within the next 6 years.
I absolutely am with you there. I think Connor McDavid and his leadership out there on the ice is second to none. You saw him at the end of that game stand there and wait for every single one of those players to get off the ice before he left it, giving them all a hug as they left. Connor McDavid definitely is the pivotal point of the Edmonton Oilers. And I do think you look at Edmonton now and you look at how close they came to tasting victory. It was like the Florida Panthers last year. I do think we could see the same sort of storyline. Florida last year lost to the Vegas Golden Knights. They were so close they could taste it. I can see this igniting Edmonton and Connor McDavid. I'm looking already at the Edmonton Oilers to win the Pacific. That was plus 125 this morning over on FanDuel, plus 420 to take the Western Conference. I bet that as well. And like you said, 10-1 to take the Cup. I would be looking at Connor McDavid for the Conn Smythe as soon as those numbers come out as well, Kevin. I think there's such an opportunity for this team to come back stronger next season. Now, do they have to tweak a couple things out there? Absolutely. This team needs to find another key defensive player, but Stuart Skinner has proven he can be the goaltender to take them all the way deep into the Stanley Cup Finals. He was able to do it this season. This team went on that huge stretch this season where they were able to win, 16 games in a row. Connor McDavid broke records left, right, and center. And I do think this is your team to beat next season. I know Florida got it done this year. They're plus 900 right now if you want to look at them to repeat. I don't see the repeat happening. I do think it's Edmonton's year. They'll be hungrier.
Yeah, we're far out, Joe, but at 10-1, I don't hate it. I think the other incredible number they've already posted is the Hart Trophy price. I'm not sure if you've seen McDavid at plus 180. I'm not sure I'd be willing to bet against him losing this award 2 in a row because we're expecting McKinnon will win it this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do think McKinnon will get it this year, but next year at plus 180, I do think the value is there, Kevin, but do I want to have my money tied up in a plus 180 bet right now? No. I think the plus 1,000, plus 900, even a plus 800, plus 420, I like for those kind of awards. But as soon as we're getting down into that, plus 130 to plus 200 range, I'm just not wanting to wrap my money up. That's different, though. To win the Pacific for the Edmonton Oilers, I think if you really do believe in Connor McDavid that strongly, you look at their team to take the Pacific. They have every opportunity to do so. I think they come out hot as they start the season and they never look back.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It would be rare air if McDavid did win another. There's not a long list of guys that have been able to get more than three Hart trophies. Gretzky, of course, obviously, that's how that goes. Gordie Howe, then you got to go all the way back to Eddie Shore, actually, there. I believe that's only that list. One other question, Joe, and because I do believe that you're kind of going to be on assignment somewhat Friday, where when the NHL draft kind of steps up and becomes a part of the conversation. And what feels like perhaps more common in hockey, I don't know if it's becoming more common, but the price on the first overall selection for the NHL draft is minus 20,000. Celebrini, Macklin Celebrini, I won't pretend I know anything about the player, but a monstrous favorite to go first overall. Is this another game-changing type player?
He is. He's a fantastic young player out there, and whoever gets him, it's going to be a fantastic pick. And now, you're right, it's unbettable. And this is what we see every single year. There's that one standout player that is absolutely going to go first. So I don't love betting the NHL draft. You're starting to get value when you're looking at players who you think are going to go third or fourth, because there's so many question marks on which way a team will go. And that's where you're starting to get the value. But on the first and even the second player, you're not getting much value. Celebrini, though, is going to be hugely impactful. Can't wait, Kevin. I can't believe we're already talking NHL draft. Before you know it, The season's going to start again.
It'll be right here before we know it. Speaking of right here before we know it, Subway Series, because, Joe, we're going to have you stick around and get a few baseball picks, but that game's about to start. Yanks-Mets, do you like anything in that one?
I do. I think the Mets can pull off the win here at home. We're getting great plus money. You look at here, the Yankees struggles versus lefties. And I know David Peterson has had his struggles, especially at home, ERA over 5. But I think the Mets bullpen can pull him out of this game if he has struggles. I trust his bullpen against the Yankees here. And I know the Yankees are normally a team. I'm looking at Aaron Judge for that home run. I do think the struggles are coming today. I think the runs, though, are coming as well. I think it's a 5-4 style game. So the Mets take this one to the over 8.5, and the Mets get the win, Kevin.
All right, so looking for an over. And then, Joe, an under, if I'm not mistaken, in Reds Pirates.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a tight one, and I trust this pitching matchup between Mitch Keller and Hunter Green for the Pirates. And then, yeah, the Pirates with Keller and Green for the Reds. I really do think both of these pitchers can come out strong enough to keep it under.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I was actually really shocked that we had a total of 9 in this one, Kevin. I was expecting an 8 or an 8.5. I just think this is one of those style games where you look at Green and you look how strong he's been out over his last 2 starts, only allowing 2 earned runs in just over 11 innings pitch. And then for Mitch Keller, he's been strong over his last 3, only allowing 4 earned runs. So as long as both of these pitchers come out strong, we should be good.
All right, we're going to keep Joe around, get a couple more baseball picks next year on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back. Game Time Decisions. I'm in the moment. I'm currently considering no longer being a Yankee fan. 3-0 Juan Soto, Dinger Tuesday, squares to bunt. Of course he walked. Of course he walked. It's all Juan Soto does. He's a walk merchant. I respect that. I like that. I like Juan Soto a lot. I think many Yankee fans, quite frankly, don't deserve Juan Soto. Again, I say this as a Yankee fan. Yankee fans wanted to keep every prospect under the sun. They didn't want any great players. Look what happened. Great players showed up. All of a sudden, great things happened. But apparently, did the Yankees break this man? I mean, truly, someone explain to me. Someone explain to me why Juan Soto just tried to bunt on 3-0. He's Juan Soto. I mean, did he bunt foul intentionally because he knew he was going to walk? I'm not happy about it. I'm complaining a little bit, probably more than I should. It's all right. Let's move forward. Let's be better. Joe Madden's still here, thank goodness, because I am a bit rattled, Joe. I cannot believe that he bunted. Let's move off of it. The Dodgers are in Chicago. Yesterday, Garrett Crochet priced like the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball. Didn't matter. Dodgers win. Now, Dodgers much bigger favorites. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, much bigger favorites, but I don't know how much faith I have in Bobby Miller. It's his second start since that shoulder surgery, and he showed his struggles in that last one. And we look here at the Chicago White Sox, Chris Flexing, he doesn't give me a lot of confidence either. Looking at Chris Flexing, he's 2-6 with a 5.06 ERA. And we also look at the Chicago White Sox in their starts with him. They haven't been able to record those wins. They've only recorded 2 of his wins so far this season. When I look at this matchup, I really do think we're going to go flying over that total. I love the Yerfi in this because I don't trust either pitcher to really come out. I do think it's probably the Dodgers who get the runs in the first inning, but it could be the Chicago White Sox. I wouldn't be shocked here. So give me the Yerfi. That's coming in at -122. I think you can also look at the over 1.5 runs in the first inning as well. That's coming in at +210. So if you want to do like a half a unit on the Yerfi, half on the over 1.5, 6.5. I think it's a really solid way to go, Kevin. And then I'm also looking at the Dodgers in the first five innings on that run line. Laying the 1.5 on the run line in the first five innings is coming in at plus 118. We look at the Dodgers and their strength on that run line in the first five. And Bobby Miller should be able to do enough in this one for the Dodgers to get up nice in this over Chris Flexen and the Chicago White Sox. So I am looking for them on that run line in the first five as well.
All right, so some Dodgers respect, which usually is never needed, but after yesterday, I think still necessary. Joe, the Royals tonight will be hosting Miami. Their ace goes in Seth Lugo. What do you think about the Royals and the Marlins?
So I'm never completely comfortable taking Seth Lugo over on his strikeouts, because you look at Seth Lugo and while he's been strong, as long as he goes deep, though, he should be able to go over his number today. And we're getting plus money. It's 5.5. I was hoping for a 4.5 in this one, but at over 5.5, it's coming in at plus 130. We look at the Miami Marlins as of late, and their strikeout rate has gone through the roof in the last 14 days. It's over 26%. And Seth Lugo can and should go deep into the seventh inning in this one, which will result in over those 5.5 strikeouts. He's coming off 8 strikeouts, but that was versus the Oakland A's. I just look at him here in his 16 starts. His strikeout rate is right around 20%. So it's going to be really close to this number. I wouldn't take it any higher, but I do think we can see him produce 6 strikeouts in this one versus the Miami Marlins with their current. And he can go deep enough to do so. Now, you could also look at him for over 18.5 outs. I like that a lot as well. That's coming in at plus 118. He should be able to do both of these, Kevin. I do feel more confident in the over 5.5 strikeouts, though.
Quickly on Seth Lugo, wins above replacement for American League pitchers. He's currently fourth overall. But if anybody wants to attempt to tell me that wins above replacement is invaluable, certainly with pitchers, now would be your opportunity. The pitchers in front of Seth Lugo, you could give people a million guesses. They never get all three. At three, it's Fetty of the White Sox. At two, Garrett Crochet of the White Sox. And at number one, Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels. The worst baseball teams in the world, apparently the best pitchers in the American League. Joe, closing out the baseball card, Astros-Rockies. I think this is a sizzle game. What do you like here?
It should be, and I hope I'm not falling into a trap here, because the Astros have been so phenomenally hot, and I'm looking for them to continue to do so with Hunter Brown getting the start. I'm taking the Astros on the run line for the full game, laying the 1.5 at minus 125. Austin Kromber coming out here for the Colorado Rockies, I don't have faith in him. He's 1-4 with a 4.36 ERA, career ERA versus the Astros over 4 as well, and I think the Astros will hit nicely off of him. The Colorado Rockies are 3-7 in their last 10, and this is a team that doesn't instill a lot of faith. And with the Astros being able to get nicely on the board offensively, I do think that they can cover this run line. Now, I'm also going to look at Austin Kromber here to come out and go under his strikeouts. There's not lots of times I like to take a pitcher under their strikeouts, but this one is just screaming at me. Under 3.5, it's juicy at minus 140. So the books are thinking that he's going to struggle to get those strikeouts on the board as well. The Astros are just so disciplined at the plate versus lefties, and I do think we'll see a lack of strikeouts out of the Astros in this one. I'm expecting them to hit Austin Kromber hard as well. So they're striking out at only 15.9% against left-handed pitchers. So they have been strong in this situation. I'm expecting them to be disciplined. There should be some walks coming for them and some big runs in this one, Kevin.
All right. I love the look there, Joe. I think that is going to be a fun one to follow here. And we appreciate you making some time for us with this baseball board. It's going to be a fun one to follow. Best of luck.
Best of luck to everyone out there. And of course, Kevin, I'm always happy to come on Game Time Decisions. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Joe's always on the board there. Quickly, before we hit this break, Tyler Anderson, again, leads the American League pitchers in wins above replacement, is not listed on either DraftKings or FanDuel to win Cy Young. Value? I mean, can you make a case?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Fetty, is it 200-1? The Paul Skeens number, many know it as. Tanner Houck, anyone? Certainly not this Cole Reagans. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back. We're in the mix. We're live. Game Time Decisions. Updates. What do we got here? 4-3 now. Westberg with a double. McCann with a single. Man, oh, man, this game's got juice. Where was this sizzle over? Oh, it's a Yerfie. Pirates, they jump all over Hunter Green. We love to see that. Brian Reynolds, I saw a statistic today. A Brian Reynolds statistic. Why this was on my timeline, I don't know. It was like him, Willie Mays, maybe, and like Tony Gwynn. They're like the best hitters in the history of June. Very interesting. Let's see if I can find this here. I don't know it off the top of my head. I can't spell Brian Reynolds either, apparently, which is another big issue currently in me attempting to find this statistic for people. What are you going to do? But, yeah, so he's got a home run. Let's see if I can find this Brian Reynolds stat. I mean, it just doesn't exist. Did I make it up? It's a fair question. Nevertheless, imagine it wasn't Brian Reynolds with the home run. I mean, is this guy still making it happen here? Come on. Brian Reynolds. Spelled his name wrong. It's Brian with a Y. Let's keep going. New segment here on Game Time Decisions. I look up Ryan Reynolds statistics. I am now going to continue. Here we go. Joe underscore block. Welcome to the show. Minimum 400 at-bats. Highest career June batting average. Started careers after World War II. Jackie Robinson. Brian Reynolds. Tony Gwynn. 346, 346, 344. Mr. June. Ryan Reynolds. Should have seen it coming. How about that? Man, all right. He's also got a 22-game hit streak going now. Kind of rocks, Brian Reynolds. Good for him. Yankees, if you bet the Yerfie in the Subway Series, it is beyond fair to press the panic button on the Yankees. Single, walk, walk. And then they went strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. No runs. Oh, my gosh, man. That is terrible. That is really, really bad. Speaking of no runs, I mean, they may never score in Detroit, Philly. I'll say this. I may get panicked on my over now because, as we all know, if you get to extras, anything is possible. And that's basically where we are. Can we get a live extra innings bet? Could someone find that for me? I mean, I could barely find Brian Reynolds' name. Someone's going to look for me. I appreciate that. That's great work. That's teamwork here. Boston, Toronto slings a nerve for people. Ooh, Rays up 2-0 on Seattle. Luis Castillo's not having a good year. He's not. I was talking with someone the other day about the Mariners and how they stack up in the American League, and the foundation of any pro-Mariners argument is having one of, if not the best rotations in this league. And while it overall, there's some truth to it, and Logan Gilbert's having the strongest season of the bunch, Luis Castillo's been somewhat disappointing. And George Kirby's been all right. I think Brian Wu's been brilliant. I believe he left early in yesterday's game, which I think was a little bit of a scary situation there against Tampa Bay. But this is a very interesting Seattle team that I can't personally tell you I'm in love with right now. A leadoff double for the Metsies. Frankie Lindor. If Tierney does not hit in that game, that is a nasty beat. Let's just quickly, for anybody tuning in right now, the bets that I have that have not gone live yet. The Homer Fest boost special on DK. I just took Otani's plus 160. I kind of almost treated it like a straight wager. I have no problem if you treat this kind of like a bomb prop, right? Find your least favorite pitcher on the card and then take whomever you want to kind of go deep. Adam Azor's pretty terrible going for San Diego. Betting on a National sounds horrifying. But does Nick Senzel send one out tonight? Maybe. Where's my guy, Joey Meneses? Oh, it could be his turn. Oh, you know what? We might have our first ever double play of the day. No, we're not. But, yeah, so for Homer Fest, we're going Ohtani. Soccer pick, I have Argentina-Chile over the 2.5. Side note, Brazil, terrible start to Copa America. A scoreless draw. Look, they had chances. But that's not the bar for Brazil in a game that they're a minus 1,200 triple money line favorite. It's not have, oh, they had chances. Score. Multiple goals, right? Also, speaking of a team who, England, the next game that they look good in will be the first game they look good in. I mean, they've been atrocious. Bracket starting to get set. I think tomorrow, I believe we finish up group play. Hitting break. We're back. Dave Caravan joins us on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. It's Game Time Decisions. And Dave Sharapan is nothing if not a message sender. And message received, sir. Message received. Welcome in. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Broke out my Mets City Connect. I wore my Let's Go Mets 1969 T-shirt. We're ready to go. We got Subway Series. Kofsky, that one was for you, sir. I mean, this is what you got to do. You got to help the people out. After a big night, Florida Panthers get there. By the way, Kevin, did you see who got the Conn Smythe? I was just curious if you had noticed. You told everybody.
Yeah.
And, I mean, our esteemed producer made a play, helped everybody out. I mean, that's the one they're going to be talking about. Do you remember the night? Like, forget the movie Remember the Titans. Do you remember the night that the book in game made Connor McDavid minus $3?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the voting results?
I did not.
They're good.
Was it close?
I think it was 17 voters. All right. So
17?
Did you know this? That it's a ballot. It goes 1, 2, 3.
I knew it was 1, 2, 3. But I didn't know how many people was. So 17 people. Yeah. So how was it, a landslide?
There were more ballots that didn't have Bobrovsky on them than voted him first.
Wow.
And there were none that voted Barkov first. McDavid got all but one first place vote.
Wow. There were three guys that were better than Bobrovsky getting a mention 1, 2, or 3 in that series. Who could have been the third guy on a lot of guys' list?
So that's incredible. I will list you some of the ballots. Ballot 1: McDavid, Barkov, Verhaeghe.
Okay.
Ballot 2: McDavid, Barkov, Bobrovsky.
I have no qualm with either one of those. Those are the only guys that should be mentioned. Those four guys.
All right, so I'll throw, we saw Forsling finish third on a number of ballots.
What?
We saw.
You can't even spell that. You can't spell Reynolds. I was paying attention.
We saw Skinner finish third on a ballot.
That guy had 200 to 1 or more. He had
we
that
had
200
Bouchard
to 1 or more.
Finished third on two ballots. Would you like to hear the craziest ballot of the bunch?
It's not the Forsythe guy or whatever you said. What? It's someone else?
McDavid Hyman Bouchard. All Oilers, no Panthers, and it still didn't include Leon. It's the craziest ballot in the history of awards voting you'll maybe ever see.
That guy lives in
maybe
Red Deer.
Maybe the craziest ballot of all
that
time.
That guy lives in Red Deer. Somewhere in, or in a suburb of Edmonton.
Even if, I'm just going to assume, that's fine, yeah, contact. No, Leon? We thought that Leon was the, ninth best Oiler?
There has to be some sort of level of accountability. But McDavid winning, it didn't surprise me. That surprises me that Bobrovsky's not on a ballot.
To be clear, Bobrovsky was on 1, 2, 3 ballots total. He's on 3 total ballots of 17.
Wow. I mean, that game he got pulled, did it that much? I mean, like, he did beat the Rangers. He did have them up 3-1 and had a bad game. That seems over much. That seems a bit much. Wow.
It's so fascinating to your point. Like, if you look at, so game one, he was the star. Game two, he was incredible. Game three, he was bad in the third period. Game four, he was an absolute disgrace to any all-time great goaltender trying to win a Conn Smythe. Game five, he was atrocious. Game six, he was bad. And then game seven, he was really good. I don't know how you weigh that, but I think you make a great point. Like, was Forsling more important than Bobrovsky in rounds 1, 2, 3?
No. I would love to sit with the hockey guy and have that explained to me, because I watched all the games too. And Bobrovsky is one of the main reasons why they even got to the Cup Finals. He was great.
Right.
He was great against the Rangers. I mean, he was as good as Igor. I mean, I can't believe it. So, well, that's it. Hockey season's over. What are you moving on to? I mean, you're into this soccer. But before we move on, though, like, it's Brian Reynolds. Put some respect on that man's name. He's a Pirate. Whoa. He has the longest winning hitting streak in Major League Baseball right now, 21 games. He's leading June. You can't even spell this man's name?
Now, hold on. Many are saying I might be the number one Brian Reynolds respecter as I gave time to mention his batting average in his career in June. How many others did that?
I was mistaken. I was given bad information. That's fine. I apologize. You know?
Now, it's did I spell his name wrong?
N-O-L-D-S.
Oh, you bet. I spelled his name wrong, no doubt. But we gotta grade that appropriately. Coming from me, that's not much slander. That's just a bad day at the office. You know, it's a normal day at the office, quite frankly. That's as normal as me taking lunch. Whoa, is that noon? Hit the clock, PPJ. Let's go. Let's go. Wrap it up.
Thank goodness for spell check.
Whoa. Let me tell you. Hey, question for you.
Yes, sir.
I want to set the table.
Okay.
To try and put anyone who hates war at ease, because I can tell you that there are people who work on this show who fit that description.
Okay.
I don't worry about how accurate or valuable the statistic is. Voters use it, right? We know that. Would you say
that?
Okay. Currently, the wins above replacement leader for pitchers in the National League is Ranger Suarez. If we look at the odds to win National League Cy Young, Ranger Suarez is the third choice. And a week ago was the favorite, right?
Yep.
Last year, the wins above replacement leader for pitchers in the American League was Gerrit Cole. And in the National League was Blake Snell. Cy Young.
Okay? Cy Young.
The American League leader in wins above replacement right now doesn't have odds up on either FanDuel or DraftKings.
Whoa. Does he have innings pitch requirement met?
Yeah, he does. The issue is the team he plays for, apparently.
Wow.
And would you believe me if I told you he's pitching on the slate tonight?
Whoa. Is it? It's not Mitch Keller, is it?
No. It is Los Angeles Angel Tyler Anderson.
What? Really? I was going through the list of games. That would have been like my second or third last choice. Oakland right. and the Angels tonight?
What? Oh. Look.
They're only -118 tonight. We got to play it.
By the way, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Great look. See, this is where Dave's good. I'm wasting everybody's time with this guy winning Cy Young. Dave's like, forget that. We got the Cy Young guy going tonight against the A's. Getting one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
18.
And he's only -118. At
I agree. Now, but here's the, Dave, who do we reach out to get a number? I mean, we bet the Skeens at 200. We might as well bet this guy at 300, 400. What can we get? Can we get a number?
Oh. Wow. I'll make a call after the show. What do we need?
Right.
250? 300?
I mean, might as well. We'll I'm roll sure over the winnings from their money line tonight. That or the Tyrone Taylor RBI. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. There's so much going on. None of it makes sense. We mentioned the parlay that was forced upon me. The most difficult leg apparently is down. Tyrone Taylor with an RBI. Well, that's going on. The second thing that's going on is Jose Ramirez hit a three-run homer. And I'm not supposed to do this on a Dinger Tuesday. You just bet your guy and you move on. But if it was either Adley Rutschman or Jose Ramirez. And Jose went deep yesterday, so I said, you know what? We'll take Rutschman. Oh. That was stupid. That was a little stupid. That's how we feel right now. Stupid's a harsh word. My mom wouldn't like me using that. I shouldn't use that word, but that's how I feel. So that's going on. We've also got some trouble brewing here now for Ranger Suarez. But then again, that game is still scoreless. Colton Cowser homer, McCann homer. Oh, it's a home run party. If this Adley. And then the craziest thing going on is I broke Consig's brain last segment because I told him the best pitcher in the American League is -115 against the A's tonight and doesn't have odds to win Cy Young.
Okay. So I texted a guy, said, you need Anderson odds for Cy Young. And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, never mind. I'll get the after the fact. Well, let me do the show with K-Dub. All right.
Yeah.
Anderson's 2.48 ERA is sixth best among qualified pitchers in the American League this season. He's allowed one run in seven innings of a no decision in a 2-0 Angels loss versus the Brewers in his last start. The Angels are 5-3 in his last eight overall starts. How about this one, though? This is still only minus 118. Anderson is 3-0 with a 1.61 ERA across five career starts against Oakland. That's his lowest ERA against a single opponent in his career. You've done it. That's it. That's my play of the day. I love doing the show with you. That's it. The Angels are a play. We got to put them in later. Give me something to sweat. No one's watching this game. You find gold, like Cam likes to say, in the can. You dig deep. There's a betting opportunity even in the worst games. That one's priced wrong, K-Dub. Bam.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
I don't really understand how he doesn't have odds, to be fair. And before anybody says, oh, well, he's not going to win it.
The stats, Kevin, before this last eight starts, not good. Not that he didn't warrant odds before the last eight starts.
I'm not going to tell you how to it. The top end the worst ERA he's had at any point this year was a 2.92. Like, that's the worst. He's never at any point in the season had an ERA above a 3. I understand that it's been getting better. You know what I mean? I got you, Dave. But like, at no point has he been bad. Now, maybe it's because he started, I mean, I don't know, he started the year 2-3, but like, who cares? He had a 1.78 ERA leaving those games. But by the way, truly, can I just tell you what would be the most LA Angels thing in the history of the LA Angels is getting the American League Cy Young winner after they get rid of all their MVPs and in another disaster season. It would just be so Angels, it would hurt.
That would be classic.
By the way, you mentioned your play of the day. I have two play of the day notes for you. Play of the day, note number one. Did you see Profar last night?
What was the final result? How did it all work out?
Oh, the Nationals fans in the back are leading it. I think I just picked up Nationals radio with pregame coverage. Profar got up two outs, bottom 10, down a run. Ground rule double, that'll score two. That's plus 195 for an RBI Jerickson Profar, MLB play of the day style. That's not the main, item.
The 10th? It had to work the 10th? You needed extras to get there?
He batted leadoff. He batted leadoff three of the four, five at-bats he had. It wasn't great. It's fine. Okay, ready? Want to know what today's play of the day was? Because I'm such a developed baseball bettor.
Mitch Keller, Pirates, anything, something.
Under 7.5, Tigers, Phils. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, baby.
Took an under and took a low number under. Come on now. Come on now.
Too easy.
Look at him.
Too easy, Drill Sergeant. Too easy. That was great. That's a good. That's a play that had to be. I saw that this morning. So why is that seven? It's Suarez and Scoop. You know what they're going to bet. That's good.
Yeah, close seven too.
And a half. Yeah, you got seven and a half. You got to beat the. I mean, you beat the number too. On top of it.
Yeah, which some say is all you need to do.
We need Scoble to keep pitching. We don't need that bullpen to come in there. We got to get seven out of him. Well, come on.
Scooball's not, I'll say this about Mr. Scooball. Not great third time through a lineup, so.
Nope.
Let's be careful now. Dangerous. Let's be cautious. Dave, let me sneak this in. The NBA draft's tomorrow.
I heard. I can't wait to see you guys do that show. That's going to be awesome.
And I appreciate that. And I know that is to which the extent of probably that you would like to talk some NBA draft.
I'm not even watching the draft. I'm watching you. I'll be watching you guys.
Respect. Respect. Yeah. Have you talked to anyone about the process of booking Bronny? Which is the first time ever that they've had to book a second round player as by far the most important player in the draft.
Yep. Yeah. The one guy said, we're not putting it up. That's what we're going to do. We're not putting it up. The guy, I said, this is going to be the most handled. He said, we're not putting it up. I don't know what to believe, what not to believe. He said, we're just not putting it up. That's it. I said, okay. Just had to ask. Why, do you have intel on this? Do I got to drive to Arizona?
I have none. Listen, I a month ago played him under 39.5. It's up to 49.5. I've not played it again. I'll make a decision at some point tomorrow. I still think, if you said guess the range, which is I think he goes inside the top 35. That's my guess. Could be wrong.
Okay.
Could be wrong. If he goes 55 to the Lakers, the biggest tampering fine in the history of sports should be handed out if he goes 55 to the Lakers. I don't know who they hit it. I don't know who they get.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It to. But somebody's got to pay that bill. Somebody's got to pay that bill. We'll be with you back here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here, Game Time Decisions. Consig, before we let you get out of here, just kind of let people know you're on In-Game Live tonight where some of the main focus will be. We've got full baseball, Commissioner's Cup, WNBA. I don't know if you guys have been mixing in some of that Copa America as well.
No, I will not be mixing in the Copa America. We'll have strictly baseball. I can't do it. There's a lot going on.
Why?
If you're driving around picking up all these Florida Panther tickets that were tied to the Boston Celtics, we hit some crazy parlay. We called it the S&W Corporation for Sherpin and Wetzel. We had the championships, Connecticut in the college baskets, the Celtics in the regular baskets, and the Florida Panthers. They got this big graphic prepared. It paid 131-1. Today's victory lap day. On the show. So we'll be talking about that. We gave that out months ago, and we finally got one home. I mean, I've been to tell everybody about this Anderson, Mr. Anderson, tonight. This is K-Dub gave me a play, and I'm wearing the Mets stuff. Today, it's pretty obvious that I like the Mets. The Mets are rolling. Right. Kosky got the hat. I got the hat. Everything's just, this is how you start summer vacation, which is officially what today is in the book. It's one of those days, K-Dub. Where you're like, all right, here we go. I got UFC coming to town this weekend. We got me and Peralta got big plans for that. They're taking them, whining us, dining us all for that. We got the NHL draft in Vegas this weekend. If you want to come, I can get you into that. You're doing the NBA draft show tomorrow. If you want to talk about the NHL draft, it's right here down the street from me in Vegas. So we'll be there. That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
All right. Not much, but a lot.
Can
I give you one?
Did you see the Dodger number today? Did you see the Dodger number today?
Yeah, why? Why?
What's going on with that? Like yesterday we got a gift with the Dodgers being cheap. Today they kind of overshot the mark, but what's this total? Nine? Yeah. Dodgers team total over. Flexen has not even been close to what he was.
Yeah, Otani's almost picked for a home run, so I mean, it gives you an idea.
Idea. Yeah. What's your one more thing? I apologize for jumping in there. We had to get that Homer Fest pick. We have a new new segment. What is this?
Yeah, it's a whole Homer thing. Fest? It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Chalk. We've talked about this, you and I, right?
Yeah.
Souths, UConn, Tennessee with the World Series. I don't know if the Panthers are considered chalk. They're not far off of it, though. Chiefs, Scheffler, all this.
Yep.
When does it flip? Because it's going to. Football? When's it flip? No. Michigan.
Baseball. The way the baseball's structured, it's not the Dodgers. It's not going to be. It's not going to be. It's not the Yankees. I hate to break it to you. They're going to win the American League East. They're going to keep going. It's not them. It's not going to be. Baseball.
O's. O's.
Cleveland. It's Ramirez. How did you not go back-to-back days with Ramirez? Come on.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. The extra
fundamentally
stab.
Sounds. Gotta I got to go.
No.
I got to go.
He's got to go. He's got to go. The extra jab on the way out. I'll tell you, the Ramirez least of my worries. This Suarez, I mean, you blow up to the Tigers lineup? Are you kidding me? I mean, what's his WAR going to be? If it doesn't drop at least a point, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to talk to the guys at WAR Incorporated. I got questions. Tyler Anderson's WAR. I mean, I'd give Tyler Anderson Cy Young of the World right now from what I'm seeing. All right, Angels should have been player of the day. Consig stole that one. Listen. Unbelievable scenes there. It's 4-0 Detroit. I like the Tigers. Good dog price. Oh, man. Now, you know what? I'll say one good thing, and this will be mean to me, but I mean it. All the first five people got blown to shreds. All the first five people who would have told me, oh, why are you betting full game? Guess what? You got smashed to smithereens, and here I am, still with life. I'm a little underwater, right? I'm a little underwater, but I'm still breathing. You can't get rid of me yet. Hey! Before you get out of here, just know we got under in a Lynx game. We're still drowning a little. Under in a Lynx game. Over to Chile, Argentina. Come on now. Get excited about it. What do we think? Do I stand to end this? I don't think the camera would fit me. Can I? Hold on. Look at me. Before we get out of here, all right? I want to talk to the people quick. It's been a year of the chalk. So what does that mean? A long shot's going to come in. NBA offseason, right? No, bring it closer, not farther. Bring it closer. Lakers 40-1. It starts tomorrow. Bronny season 17. Tune up the band!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.